The United States will hold talks with North Korea as early as next week at a meeting hosted by China. It will be the first time in 6 months that top U.S. officials will sit down at the negotiating table with North Koreans. The U.S. wants to talk about ending the communist nation's suspected nuclear weapons program. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
For months, North Korea demanded one-on-one talks with the Bush administration. The White House balked at the idea and wanted regional powers to use their leverage and persuade North Korea to halt its nuclear weapons program. The upcoming meeting in Beijing will be something in between, but State Department spokesman Philip Reker says the U.S. still wants South Korea and Japan to join negotiations soon.
Whatever level the talks start, and with whatever attendance in the beginning, it has to ultimately encompass the views and thoughts of all the neighbors in the region.
While Reker downplayed expectations, some analysts welcome the fact that the meeting will take place at all. Donald Gregg, president of the New York-based Korea Society, said China's decision to host the meeting is key.
They have begun to throw their weight around. They have always been integral to North Korea's survival. In terms of food, in terms of oil, and they sent a very powerful signal to North Korea. I guess it was in February when they shut off the oil flow for 3 days and blamed it on technical matters.
Gregg, a former ambassador to South Korea, believes it was because of Chinese pressure that North Korea agreed to the meeting. He says the rapid demise of Saddam Hussein's regime in Iraq was also on the minds of the North Koreans he's been meeting.
They asked me when we first went into Iraq how long I thought it would take. I said, I'm not a military man. I have no idea. They pushed me, and so I said 4 weeks. And last week we had a conference up at Harvard where two North Koreans attended, and they admitted, they said, we sent your estimate to Pyongyang. They were very surprised by it, but it seems to have been pretty much on the mark. So, yes, I think that what we've demonstrated in Iraq has had a very sobering effect.
Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly will lead the U.S. delegation to Beijing. Kelly was the one who went to Pyongyang last October and confronted North Korea with information about a secret uranium enrichment program. Since then, tensions have escalated. The North Koreans expelled international inspectors, pulled out of the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, and restarted a plutonium reprocessing facility that had been frozen under a 1994 agreement. Robert Gallucci, who negotiated that so-called agreed framework, says the Bush administration can't hand down a simple diktat. The North Koreans will want something in return.
I wouldn't be surprised if they're looking for food aid. I certainly expect they're going to be looking for a political relationship that would reassure them with respect to the threat they see to them from the United States of America. It might be expressed in terms of the non-aggression pact, or it might be something less formal.
Bush administration officials are considering what they call a bold approach to improve relations with North Korea if Pyongyang gives up its nuclear weapons program in a verifiable way. But they're quick to downplay expectations of a breakthrough at their upcoming meeting in Beijing with Chinese and North Korean officials. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.